Well, Steve Lukak, this horse, well-known Wine, Women and Song, having his first start, and you got a feature race win with him. Sensational effort.
Yeah, thanks very much. It was a good win. Any win's a good win, but we were lucky to win it. You know, take nothing away from the second horse. His run was phenomenal. You know, to get knocked down and then lose conservatively 30 metres, probably more, and get beaten half a head. He went down fighting. You know, he's a very nice horse. We were lucky. We had a nice run, nice drive. Everything went our way, so we were lucky.
Well, this horse by Christian Cullen, and how did you acquire him?
To be honest with you, the only reason I got him is that he trialled twice in New Zealand. The owners are still part-owned in New Zealand. They're big spenders. After two trials, they basically said, this isn't the type of horse you want, and they sacked him. It just so happens that my daughter worked for the trainer, Gareth Dixon, over there.
Your daughter is?
Angela Lukak, yep. Yeah. Her and her partner work for Gareth Dixon. The horse spent a month in the paddock. They didn't know what to do with him, where to send him, you know, what were they going to do with him. They were discussing in the smoker room one morning, and she just said to me, well, why don't you try and send him to me dad and see if they can salvage something out of him. They rang, we spoke, we struck up a deal, and the rest is history.
He's trialled here?
No, I haven't trialled him at all.
He's been working well at home?
He's been working good. He has been working good, and I said that to anyone. I spoke to the people in New Zealand on Thursday night, and I said, I don't think we can beat the seven horse. I really don't. I got a big opinion on him.
Costa Centurion.
Costa Centurion, sorry, yes, the favourite. I just didn't think we could beat him first up. You know, no trials, but his track work had been good. You know, and we were going to get the nice run. I was hoping we could run the first four, you know.
You've been dealing with youngsters a long time in your training career. Mm-hmm. Does he show enough promise to suggest he's one that might go on and might even be better at three?
Definitely will. Obviously, first race start, he knows nothing about racing, but he's not your typical Christian Cullen. He's I've found over the years, you see them, that they want to rip and tear and carry on. He's very laid back. You have to shake him up in his track work. I remember the first couple of times I took him to the Brighton Training Centre and worked him over there by himself, and I was driving back from there, and I was thinking to myself, yeah, this horse is a dud. He just wouldn't go until I brought him here before the trials one night at Tattersall's Park. Mm-hmm. And came onto him under the lights with the shillelagh and, you know, livened him up, and then he sort of turned the corner. But he was happy to run your quarters in 35, halves in 10, and be happy at that and say, well, that'll do me, take me home. So I can see why they would have said. And they got 35 horses in work, in fairness to them, in New Zealand. Mm. They can't muck around with horses like that. So,
yeah, okay. Yeah. But tonight, he really, when the gap came, and he really zipped through.
I said to Nathan, this is going to be his style of racing. I could see that even in track work. You hold him up, and he could... He'll break a minute last half no matter what. That's his go. And I think that's a lot of the Christian Cullens are more high speed than actually tough. You know, you get the exceptions like that, Make Mine Cullen and that, but she's a freak of a horse, yeah. You know, and can do it tough and that. But he's going to be one of these sit-spin horses.
All right, mate. Well, congratulations.
Thanks again.
And do you race this horse in partnership?
Oh, yeah, we did. We struck up a deal that they sent him over here, and I was to get half of him. You know, I'll train for them, and we'll go halves. And, you know, I was looking at the big picture. Maybe this horse didn't work out. You know, who knows down the track. They still race quite a few horses in New Zealand, and you just never know.
You've had a few things go wrong with horses in the past, in recently. What are the things that have gone amiss?
Look, unfortunately, I was breaking a yearling filly in for Noel Salter, as a matter of fact. Yeah, had her in a day yard after being putting the mouthing gear and everything on her. Took all the gear off it, put her out for a pick in a bigger day yard, like a 30 metre by 30 metre day yard. Went back inside, came out later and found her crashed through the fence with a broken leg standing with a, you know, front leg swinging in the air, and it just broke my heart, you know, to see it have to get a shot and put down and buried. And, and I don't even know what it was by, you know, but knowing Noel's breed, it would have been bloody well bred, and it broke my heart to see that happen, you know, and have to ring someone and have to ring up Noel and explain what's going on. Yeah. So, yeah, this sort of doesn't make up for it, but it sort of helps ease the pain a bit.
Okay, mate. Well, all the best, Steve.
Thanks very much. Thank you, Peter.